I want to take a couple of minutes today and spend some time talking to you about the values that we have at the Journey Church. If you've been at the Journey very long, you know our values. We put them up here every once in a while just to kind of remind you of what we do at the Journey. We have together, find acceptance here, holy, connecting with God, and compassion, serving others. When we talk about our values, which again, every 4 to 6 weeks, we just try to put them in front of you as just a reminder. The reason we do that is they are pretty much the substance of everything we do at the church. And I want to take just a few minutes to basically evaluate the Journey over the last year and look at it through the lens of these values. I came up with these values many, many years ago, sitting at a soccer field watching kids play soccer. Not my kids, of course. I just go and watch kids play soccer. But watching kids play soccer, I was just sitting on this hill, and I was thinking about what it would be like to have my own church. That was just in my eye. What would it look like in my mind to start a church and begin something? And what would I want it to be based around? And these are the three words that just kind of came out of that. And over time, they've been cleaned up a little bit. But these are not unique words. They're not unique ideas. Churches all over the world kind of adhere to these kind of ideals. But for us, this is a way for us to look through a lens and say, how are we achieving our values? So I do want to give you some examples of what we do. This is not an exhaustive list, but I'll put some things up for each of these. We have things with together, like we have 4 present open table groups. Our goal in 2024, by the way, is to double that number. We'd really like to have like 7 or 8 open table groups. What we really need is hosts. So if you're already part of a group and you've noticed like, this group is getting a little large, maybe I could host a group, whether it's at your home or somebody else's home even. You could be the host and organizer and somebody else hosts it. Or you host it, but you do it at their place, or you kind of swap spaces, or you even people have gone out to eat and done all sorts of other things. If you're interested in that, please see Karen. We also, in 2024, we started a young adults group. Chris and Natalie did that in 2023, continuing in 2024, started a welcome team. There's just a lot of different things we do at the Journey, and we'd like you to kind of know this is how we evaluate how things go. So also with holy, connecting with God, there's a number of things we do. Again, not exhaustive, but we continue to have a church service every Sunday to provide God's love and healing to all. As you just saw, we have a very dedicated worship team that helps us worship each week. I will tell you that I just had an awesome meeting with them on Monday night. It was just a fantastic opportunity to not only just get to know each other and care about each other, but also to kind of vision for 2024. And they did want me to remind you, and maybe we'll kind of keep this in mind for you all. If you're interested in going through the process of seeing if you'd be a good fit as a singer or musician up here, they are really looking for some help. So if that's something that you do, please go and talk to one of the people that are up here, any of them, before or after church, and just kind of tell them that's something that maybe that you would be interested in. We also have a team of speakers that really puts a lot of time and effort, a lot of energy every single Sunday into their sermon. And then we have a bunch of people behind the scenes that are making everything happen from the moment you walk into this space to the moment that you leave. And we could, as we say, we could use some more help. More hands really just help make things work. So if that's something you could help with as we go into 2024, please be thinking about that. We also have 5 deacon teams that raise up leaders here at the Journey. Anyone can be a deacon at the Journey if they're interested in what we call servant leadership. We have an inverse triangle when it comes to leadership. We go kind of opposite of the culture. In a culture, when they look at leadership, it's kind of a triangle, and the leader's up here at the top, and everything flows down. At the Journey, it switches that triangle. We have pastors. I'm one of the pastors here at the Journey. I'm the founding pastor. And at the bottom of that triangle is us. And we are serving, and we're serving deacons, and we're serving the church, and the church is serving the world at large. And so that's that inverse leadership style that we try to do. And you can be a part of that if you truly want to be a servant leader. So we have together, and we have holy, and then we have compassion. And here's some examples of things we do. If you don't know about Dive, Dive is something that we started here at the Journey about a decade ago. We have, over the last 10 years, saved 665,000 pounds of food. I'm just going to say that number again. We have saved 665,000 pounds of food. To help, yeah, exactly, we should definitely. And there are so many people who have helped at various times, and there are still ways to help. If that's something you're interested in, you can sign up for that, or you could obviously come see me or Karen. But one person that you can go and see is somebody that's taken over Compassion Opportunities, and his name is Robert. Is Robert here? He might be doing nursery. I don't know. Is he in nursery? Okay. Everybody go to nursery real quick, and then if you could come back. No, that's probably not the way to do this. Robert, who is watching the kids over in nursery right now, because he just does everything. He's Batman. You can go and see him, and he does basically oversees everything we do in our Compassion Opportunities. But you see, we partner with food banks in Westminster, North Glen, and Henderson. We have Sevens, which Karen just announced, that serves the homeless and food insecure in Westminster, a meal each month. We're right in the middle of a Christmas drive in which we help three families who would not otherwise have Christmas, and we provide Christmas for them. And then, as if you've been around here for any length of time, you know we have various drives that go on to help people in need. And so as we head into 2024, I just want you to kind of think about these values as we also present what is going to be our budget for 2024. The journey is very much a family, and we ask everybody to take ownership of what we do here. That includes the tasks that we do before service, during service, and after service. And every family runs best when it has a budget and has financial stability. And so that's true of a church family like us as well. So we ask people to give to our values, not necessarily just give to the journey, but give to what we are doing as a church. So as we go through our budget here for a moment, consider if you'd be willing to give to these values in the year ahead. A few things we did consider in our budget is that we are optimistic. Ryan and Jackie and myself, we just have a lot of optimism about the journey. We were a little worried in the midst of COVID, especially coming back, just like, what would it look like? What was this gonna, you know, there was definitely a shift, but very quickly we got positive about what God can do through the journey and through us in the world and the good people at this church. So we are optimistic. We continue to look for opportunities, and one of those is to purchase a space. We've come to you the last couple of years and talked to you about this. As we came out of COVID, we actually had three different opportunities over about a year and a half to be able to get spaces, and none of those ended up working out for us. 2023 has been very difficult in terms of that, mostly because of interest rates and, you know, things that you are dealing with in your own personal life, so you understand that. So we just are keeping our eyes open in the next, you know, months and years ahead. And that's still very much in play for us as a church. And part of the things that has been a little bit of a struggle is church attendance has finally come up a little bit after COVID. I have not talked to a pastor both here in the Denver metro area and other parts of the country who has not taken some pretty massive hits because of COVID. Pre-COVID, we had two services at the Journey. We went down by about 40%, maybe almost 50% after COVID, and that's pretty true across the board. But this last year, we actually grew by about 10% increase. We just kind of seen a little more excitement and joy over this last year. So we're asking everyone to pray for more people to find the Journey. There are people who could use a church like this, and that we are open ourselves to inviting people to a place like this. I kind of say it like this: I'm unrelentingly optimistic. That's just kind of who I am. So even when things are difficult in life, I kind of wake up, plant my feet on the ground, and say, all right, let's go, God, whatever this day may hold. And so I encourage us at the Journey to take on that kind of personality, to be like, all right, let's be optimistic even in the face of difficulty, and let us let people know what's going on here. Our budget specifics for next year is it's going to be the same as this year. What we've done is we've narrowed some parts of our budget in places heading into the year. So despite there's actually some increased expenses that we have, we're keeping our budget the same as we go into 2024. And we always encourage the same three things. We do this each month when we talk about where we are financially. They're the same words we use. The first one is consistently. We ask people to give consistently and to consider every week or month that maybe that is something you could do, is give money to the Journey. And maybe you make it a sacred practice in your life. The pastors do this. They're very consistent with this. All three of us, we talk about the consistency of ourselves and what we're looking for as a church. My wife and I were pretty open in our own story that we just kind of dedicated ourselves many years ago to give 10% of our income or more to the work of God. And so that has been something, though, that we built up to. So a long time ago, we just started giving little percentages, and we just upped that every year until it became that number. And so I encourage you, start doing something and then build a little bit each year and feel kind of the freedom and the excitement of being someone who can take ownership of this place. Specifically, I gave these last week, but I'll do it again. The Journey's finances right now is our budget is $19,500 a month. That is what it will be next year. Through 11 months, we've brought in about $19,100 a month. So we need about $4,800 extra dollars over the month of December to hit our budget. Basically, in December, we need $19,500 plus about $4,800 to hit that budget. I said it last week, I always bet on God, and I then always bet on the Journey. I just think good things about this place. But I also, no matter what happens in December, I really want to thank every single person, whether you're here with us now, you're watching online. I just want to thank you for giving financially to the church. Not even just the Journey, but to the work of God and to this church specifically. It is not lost on any of us as we talk about finances and budget that that takes some doing and that it matters to you if you're giving. And so we genuinely appreciate all that you do and giving us continued stability. A couple other words I do want to go through before my time is up, which is just a reminder to give cheerfully. This actually comes out of a verse, Paul writing to the church at Corinth. He is talking specifically about finances. Just so you know, when you read this verse, this is all about money. He's talking about giving gifts to God's work. So he says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I say this every time we talk money. Do not give to the Journey out of guilt or fear. That is not what we want you to do. We want you to see this as a place that you belong. The tasks, including the finances of the Journey, belong to you as well. And so we encourage you to give with a cheerful heart. Verse 8, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, not just money, all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will then abound in every good work. I have personally seen this principle of sowing and reaping throughout my adult life, and I think the Journey is a great way to sow good things and reap good things, including with finances. The last word that we use consistently, cheerfully, and we also just get pretty obvious, give more. I asked our Journey Church accountant, Tanya, to break down some of our numbers from November, just last month. So in November, we brought in $19,975. We had 76 total givers. That's the most recent numbers we have. And just kind of asked her to give us like an idea of, you know, like where we at. And she said, we're pretty top heavy. That was her thing. You're pretty top heavy for an organization like this. So we had 10 givers give $12,025 to the Journey. And then the next 66 givers gave $7,950. That's a little bit out of balance for, you know, basically a church health going forward long term. And so I just put that to you just so you can kind of see what the actual numbers are. But one of the things that was kind of cool in talking to Tanya, if those 66 givers just gave $6 more a month, that's it. If all 66 givers from November said, I'll just give $6 more a month, we actually wouldn't even need that $4,800 for the month of December. That would take care of the entire year. So we are really doing well, and we're really close to hitting the mark. So if you gave nothing in 2023, I'm just going to encourage you to consider, start giving something this year. Again, find some number, some percent, whatever it is, to maybe start building on, because any amount obviously would help. If you gave $20 a month last year, maybe think about giving 30. Or if you gave more than that, you gave 50, maybe you go 75, or you gave 300, go to 400. Just kind of consider giving a bit or a bit more in 2024 as you're thinking through your personal budget in the year ahead. Finally, I want to close with this, as we've talked about our values and we've talked about the budget that we have going into the new year. I always have people ask themselves two questions about the Journey in regards to finances. The first one is pretty simple. How has the journey impacted you? Has this place, what we do here, made a difference in your life? Because for me, I don't know that there's anything more important that I can do with my money than serve other people in some capacity. And that goes to number two. Who else may need what you've received here? And maybe as we go into the year, as we try to grow, as we try to kind of reach more people, maybe you are somebody who can say, I can help give to this, and I want to be a part of that, because this is a way for my money to count. So before I pray, there's just these last few things. I do tell you your contribution matters. We are a church family. You are a part of something much bigger than yourself every Sunday morning that you come here. You're a part of something in which you take on the heritage of 2,000 years of church work. And you take on this heritage that is continuing all over the world right now as churches of all types are pushing for Jesus Christ and what he can do in people's lives. And you are a part of that because you are here. And so your contribution to that matters. Our goal, be stable financially, so maybe we can look, as opportunities do come, we're kind of ready for those, and we can attach ourselves to those, and we can get excited about those. Last thing is those same options to give, is we have online banking. You can send your contribution into the journey. Our official address is up there. We also have automatic withdrawal cards, which really help with consistency. We have a lot of people that do that. Those are back on the silver tables just as you're leaving this room. You can see those and you can fill those in. And basically what happens is you would just have an automatic withdrawal each month, and it kind of helps us as well just kind of be able to know about the stability of finances. And then finally, we do have PayPal. There's a donate link on the bottom of all of our emails, every email we send out, and on the website underneath it just, and it says get involved, and you'll see a place to donate. Thank you again for all your help in 2024. As I say that, I'm going to have the worship team come back to the front, and as they do that, I'm just going to lead us in a time of worship, and if I'd ask you to please stand with me as I pray for us. God, thank you so much for just the ability for us to talk about the business of the church a little bit, but we don't do it in terms of just finances or budgets, but it's really that it all goes together with what you're doing. And it really starts with our own inner self, what you're doing within us, how you're changing us, how we're worshiping you, how maybe even we're getting out of the boat a little bit and we're finding faith and we're risking and we're pursuing things that have meaning, things that actually matter. And as we've entered this Advent season, it is really a time for us to focus on the coming of the Lord. That God, you are coming towards us, and you want to work through us. And so God, let us, as we worship, simply put, that we give you worth. That worth is not just us financially, but all that we have, everything we are. Says, God, you are worthy, that you will get the glory, you will get the honor. God, thank you for our worship team as they lead us. Thank you for every member of this church, all of the things they do. And God, we pray for 2024. We pray, God, that good things happen because you are so good and we want you to work through us. It's in your name, Christ Jesus, we pray these things. Amen.